It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, yeah. Better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. The NFL season kicks off tonight. Kyle, I'm not going to lie. I almost sang like Hank Williams Jr., are you ready for some football? And then I just didn't. You know, that's why there was a little hesitation at the beginning.
What was the Thursday night song a couple years ago that was just like the most unlistenable garbage? Do you remember? It was like 2015 or so.
I think
they were Heavy Color Rush.
I really like what's happening right now with Carrie Underwood on Sunday nights.
Well, I'm talking about Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Thursday. Look. Do you remember the Thursday night jingle?
No, I don't.
It made me want to spoon out my eardrums.
Spoon out. That's an interesting word choice. Yep,
just scoop all that stuff in there that picks up on noises because that's how bad it was.
I don't remember it at all. At all.
So, all right, real quick. Let's talk music. We're talking music.
Yeah, okay.
Which intro would you rather have? Would you rather have the Faith Hill Sunday Night Football or the Carrie Underwood Sunday Night Football?
Emphatically Carrie Underwood.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
The Faith Hill one for me is like the classic because that was like, I'm in college at the time. You know what I mean?
You know, Carrie Underwood moves the needle for me, you know, that's all.
I'm not talking about their qualities. They're both lovely women.
I don't remember the Faith Hill song, Kyle, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to send it to you right now.
The quality of the, for comparing the quality of the song, I don't remember it.
I'm listening to it right now.
That's not surprising.
Hey, Jack, it's a fag, right?
Isn't that Carrie Underwood's song?
Brother, where do you think the Carrie Underwood version came from?
It's the same song. Carrie Underwood's a better singer than Faith Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, power take.
Factually incorrect.
You know, it's actually provable. Carrie Underwood's better. Yep. Have you seen either in concert live? I'll be honest here. Sir.
Sorry, I was jamming out. What'd I miss?
Have you ever seen either one in concert?
No.
Oh,
does that sound like a group of concerts that I would go to?
Man, you go to a country concert, you get like additional acts. And so sometimes you catch them. But I've seen Carrie Underwood twice. Once as a headliner.
She's got a phenomenal voice.
She's an amazing singer. I don't know how she like carries her voice that long into a set, just crushing every damn song, man. Unbelievable talent.
So we're here today to not talk about Sunday Night Football jingles. You want to listen to that real quick while we...
I don't know if I do. I'm good. Oh, you sent it to me.
Yeah, I already sent it to you. It starts at 32 seconds.
You know, I'm just focused in here on the podcast, not listening to songs.
Not a multitasker. You hate to
see
it.
No, everybody knows that.
All right. What was it the other day where I was like trying to get something out of you?
I don't know.
And like you just could not do two things at the same time. Do you remember this?
There's no such thing as multitasking. There's just prioritizing of tasks. Takes on takes.
Yeah, we'll revisit that next Tuesday. How do you want to read the lines here? Is this like in kickoff time?
Yeah, it's kickoff time. I say we just rotate like we did last time.
All right. Do we want to acknowledge what our record is to this point?
I think it's just important that mine is better than yours.
Yours is one result better than mine. Neither one of us has a losing record, though.
I thought I had 14 wins and you have 12.
Yes, but if you don't get the Stanford game and I get Northwestern, we both have 13 wins.
There's no ifs with this, Kyle. The results are what happened.
I understand that, but I'm saying we were Northwestern pooping their pants away from us being tied with 13 wins.
Right, but it's not what happened.
Okay, so right now you have 14 wins and I have 12 wins.
Right, thank you. So I have a +2 advantage going into week 2.
And just because you put me on the spot like that, I'm going to make you do the first game.
Oh, okay. It's Marshall at Boise State. The line is Boise State minus 12. Give me the Broncos coming off a hot come-from-behind win over Florida State, down 31-13. I like this freshman quarterback they have. I like Curtis Weaver, their edge rusher. Marshall ain't going to be able to hang with them. They're going to cover. Two-touchdown win for the Boise State Broncos.
I'm surprised this is this small of a – you know, I mean, I guess Marshall won 9 games last year.
Games being played in Idaho, man.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm also going to take Boise State here, but I'm surprised that the spread is as small as it is, which makes me kind of wonder, like, well, who'd they bring back? You know, I start asking questions a little bit, but I ultimately don't think it matters.
Are you calling free money here? Is this free money bet?
No, I don't want to use that. I don't want to abuse that phrase.
Yeah, it's got to be special. It's got to be special, right?
Did we have any free money bets last week?
I had one. It was the over on Wake Forest and Utah State. 60.5. It's the only thing I gave the label to.
Okay. The second game that we have here involving a top 25 team has no line. It's a no line game. But we're still going to make the pick. Would have liked you to write in no line, Joe.
Really?
Murray State at Georgia.
Yeah.
Who do we think wins that? Georgia's going to win that football game by about 60 points.
Yeah. The line would have been nice there, but.
All right.
Okay. This is a fun game here. Because I did some work on Cincinnati's offense this week, watching that tight end they have, Josiah DeGura, good player.
Yeah. He really popped last week.
Yeah. He's not the biggest or the fastest or the strongest, but I think he's got some receiving upside and flex piece. You know, you can do some different things with him. Cincinnati on the road at number 5, Ohio State. Ohio State is favored by 16. Ohio State minus 16, Eesh. Mm. I wish I wasn't going first on this one.
Yeah, why do you think I made you do the Boise State one first? I looked down the list.
Yeah, well. All right. Ohio State at home.
At home.
Cincinnati's a good team, man. They got like a decent quarterback. I think they won like 11 games last year or something like that.
Yeah, yep. But.
Well, go ahead.
It's a three-score
game. Ohio State wins the game, right? But do they cover 16 points?
Right. I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat with the next game that we're doing with Michigan, too. But.
Yeah. Whew.
Do you have any faith in Cincinnati's ability to make explosive plays with Michael Warren at running back? Because they will need explosive plays to keep up with Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Warren's good low back.
He is a good low back. That's what I'm saying.
My biggest question is, does Cincinnati have the dudes on defense to limit Ohio State's points? You know?
No.
Ohio State covers.
Thank you. Nudge you in that direction.
I'm worried about this.
You know the vibe I kind of got from that Cincinnati tight end? What'd you say his name was?
Josiah DeGura.
He almost gave me some Cahal Waring vibes.
He's a little smaller, but yeah, I mean, ball skills, natural receiving ability, a little raw. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that's just literally just one game's worth of observations. I have no educated opinion on him whatsoever, but watching that Cincinnati game last week, that's kind of where my mind went. I'm like, oh yeah, like this guy's a nifty little guy. You don't have to put him out in the slot. They work him near the point of attack and on the strong side of run. So thought he had a really nice debut against UCLA.
One other note on him: he runs vertical routes too. Like, he's not just a leak in space type of guy. They'll get him on some seam routes and really allow him to work the deeper portions of the field. He has good ball skills, so that's a part of his game. There's no projection or guesswork there. He does it.
All right. Our next game is Army at Michigan. Michigan minus 22. And I'll be damned if Michigan didn't disappoint us last week. We both took Michigan to cover a 34.5 point spread against Middle Tennessee State. They did not do it. They only won by like 19. So this week they play Army in the Big House. Michigan minus 22.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and it's only fitting that this important interruption is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Have you thought about what you're getting your loved one this year? Or maybe you want to give the gift of sweet-smelling Grundle Bliss to your partner. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Whether you're the only one who gets to see what's going on down there or you're one of many, do you, your partner, and everyone else a favor and introduce yourself to this revolutionary company. Manscaped just launched their brand new Perfect Package. Inside the Manscaped Perfect Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which features skin-safe technology and will prevent you or your man from cutting his nuts. Speaking of smelling nice, let's be real. No one wants to carry around that locker room smell with them. That's why I am thankful for the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your crotchal region from sweating, smelling, and sticking. The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs that'll keep that junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to this new. Give the gift that will make your Valentine's Day spicy. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off and free shipping. Ladies, this is the perfect gift for you and your man, and men, your partner will thank you. Trust me, he will thank you. And guess who else will thank you? Your balls will thank you. 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com.
Jeez, man. Hold on. I'm looking at the schedule for Army last year.
I know what I'm doing here.
How many points do you think Army could score in this game? 14?
I think they can get to 17 or 20.
Okay. So you're effectively saying you're going to bet that Michigan's going to hang 40 points on Army if you're going to take Michigan to cover the spread. Do you know when the last time Army gave up 40 points was?
I don't. Nope.
North Texas, November 18th, 2017. They gave up 38 to Ohio State in 2017. And this is not an Ohio State offense. Give me Army to cover.
I'm going Army to cover for the reason of they run an option offense, and Michigan hasn't played one in a long time. Looking at their schedule last year, they didn't play any option offenses. And there's a level of preparation that comes with playing the option. And it's a type of team that can keep it close. Michigan wins a game, but Army will keep it within 22. All right, I got Rutgers at Iowa. There's no line up.
How's there no line here?
I don't know what to tell you. There's no line, okay? Listen.
What do we think? Rutgers, aren't Rutgers FCS caliber school here or what?
Right, so Iowa wins.
Iowa will win the football game. That is correct. So we've picked five games, Joe. We're locking step so far.
Yeah, could get interesting here, though.
The disrespect here is unbelievable.
Yep.
Syracuse, number 21, a road dog to Maryland. The hell out of here. Syracuse is going to win this game outright.
I agree, and I think that Syracuse left some points on the board last week against Liberty. It's a good tune-up game for them, I think. And I think their offense will be firing on all cylinders. Well, they already play great defense.
And you know the Terps are going to be feeling themselves because they hung up 79 points.
Did they really?
They played Howard and beat him 79-0.
Let's go. Dino Babers and that defense, brother. That might be a free money bet right there, man.
I think that is free money.
It might free money there.
Let's get through the rest of the slate because I'm afraid of commitment prematurely.
Yeah. I understand that. All right, I'm up here, Northern Illinois at Utah. Utah's favored to win by 21.5 points. Mm. You know, I like the Utes this year, man. Zach Moss, what a stud running back he is. Tyler Huntley will push it down the field a little bit. They play stout, firm defense. Northern Illinois coming to the West Coast to face my Pac-12 champion, Utah Utes. Give me the Utah Utes to cover.
Our Utes, Joe, hammering it with you.
All right, see, all caps with the word our. I respect
our
it.
Our Utes.
Oh, well, guess who's got to go first on this one, huh?
That's fine. Texas A&M's going to cover 17.
Woo!
So it's number 12, Texas A&M. This is a 3:30 kick, right?
Yeah, thank God. Oh, the timing of this week's games are just beautiful.
Well, yeah, because there's like three good games, so we got to spread them all out.
And they did it. They did. That's fine with me. I only want to watch three or four games a week anyway that I really focus on.
Yep.
Perfect job. Yeah.
Yep. So Texas A&M in Clemson.
Yep.
I'm listening all week long. Now, unlike the Texas LSU game, where they're poking each other with backhanded compliments and jabs, and there's not a lot of this going on, but I'm listening to Texas A&M, and I'm listening to Kellen Mond, and he's talking about how this game is personal for him after last year. This is a team that brought back a lot of talent, Texas A&M, and they gave Clemson everything they could handle last year. As close as Clemson has come to a loss, besides Syracuse last year. Clemson is favored over number 12 Texas A&M by 17 points, which means 17's still a push. So am I going to bet that Clemson's going to beat Texas A&M by 3 touchdowns this year? The answer is no, and that's why I'm taking Clemson outright, but A&M to cover the spread.
What a fun game this was last year, man.
Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland Farrell, really, with his pass rush towards the end of the game, is the reason Clemson was able to win this game. My understanding is Trevor Lawrence didn't play last week against Georgia Tech.
Did not.
So, give me. I didn't mean to do that. Texas A&M.
Oh, you scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry.
I was not going to feel good if the only discrepancy we have before 8 o'clock games is the number one team in the country. So you're taking A&M.
Oh, brother, am I ever. Yep. The Clemson wins the game. Close game. Closer game. 10 points. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, this spread really should have been like 9.5.
I would greatly struggle with 9.5.
Right. 17's like, Texas A&M. All right, I'm up here. Central Michigan against Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 35. Jonathan Taylor running all over people, catching touchdown passes. How'd that quarterback look? Do you know? Wisconsin's quarterback last week.
Fine.
This game was being played, I think, while I was at.
He wasn't asked to do anything.
Yeah, it was. I was at the Jack game. Right? I didn't watch it. I think so. I'm not sure. I didn't watch any of it. All I know is that Jonathan Taylor had a good game. Central Michigan.
Yeah, Cone was 19-26 for 199 yards.
Oh, so he just kind of dink and dunked his way around, huh?
Yeah. I mean, his two touchdown passes were both to Jonathan Taylor.
What was the final score of that game?
I believe it was 49-0.
Oof. Let's go Wisconsin. On Wisconsin at home to cover.
Wisconsin to cover a 35-point spread, Joe.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I would have taken Wisconsin at like 30.5. 35, though, that means they have to win by more than five touchdowns.
I know. They got to put the eyeball test, though, man. This stuff matters. Got to pound it on. I hope you pick Wisconsin because I'm nervous about it. You know, you're going to put your faith into Chippewas and Jim McElwain? That's probably what influenced my bet more than anything.
This is NFL Under Review, local experts on the biggest NFL stories.
The NFL Honors Awards Show was last week, and one surprise when it came to Defensive Player of the Year. This is Bear Motter with your Los Angeles Rams update from Locked On Rams. Aaron Donald would have been the first player in NFL history to win the award 3 straight years in a row, but it wasn't the case at the NFL Honors. That award this year went to Stephon Gilmore, and don't get me wrong, Stephon Gilmore had a great season. 6 interceptions, 18 pass deflected, 2 touchdowns, he had 53 total tackles. Stephon Gilmore won the award with 21 votes. Chandler Jones came in second with 14. TJ Watt with 10. Although Donald says this doesn't bother him, I see him putting this chip on his shoulder, working even harder, and coming back stronger in 2020, which is a scary thing for the rest of the NFL.
For more NFL news, subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast only on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Central Michigan.
Okay, what happened? Did God tell you that or what?
No, I'm sitting here looking at Wisconsin last year. how many times they won by more than 35?
Didn't happen, did it?
Didn't happen once. They beat Western Kentucky last year 34-3. And I understand that they just went out and they just beat the pants off of USF. But guess what? Last I checked, Charlie Strong's still in charge there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That program's in trouble. So I think you'll also get a little bit of an overlook here from Wisconsin because they have to play Michigan at home next week. So there might be a little bit of, you know, they might be a little slow to start. You know, you're just trying to get through to next week, fool around a little bit. Wisconsin will comfortably win. But I'm not betting on them pitching consecutive shutouts. And I don't trust that they're going to just rip off 7 60-yard runs this year or this game.
Jonathan Taylor needs this for his Heisman bid this year.
Give me Central Michigan. All right. Sure. So Nebraska,
yeah,
-4, a road favorite against Colorado. Nebraska somehow managed to come out of last week's performance still ranked, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? Give me Nebraska. I know it's a rivalry game. And I know Colorado has Steven Montez and LaVisca Chenault. And I know that game was it was a great game last year. You remember that game? Chenault caught that touchdown to win the game?
Yeah, was that the Stanley Morgan drop game?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like Nebraska as a program that's trending up. Colorado is pretty flatlined. I know it's in Colorado. Don't care. Nebraska -4.
Give me the Buffaloes.
Are you just being different for the sake of being different here? What's the
deal? No, they're at home. They're at home. They handled Colorado State pretty well last week in a rivalry game. Nebraska didn't have the best of showing against South Alabama. And look, I think the Mel Tucker led Colorado Buffaloes will be ready to play, man.
All right. I'm glad I'm not picking this one first. This is a big ass number.
what do you do with this, right? It's Alabama -55.5 against New Mexico State.
What the hell?
I mean, they beat Duke by 39, right? I mean, Duke's better than New Mexico State. But at what point, I mean, just like, I mean, you could win 50-3 and not cover, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my God.
You can win 56-3 and not cover, Joe.
It's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I've got to take a gander at Alabama's schedule last year. Did they play any schools like this? Arkansas State 57-7, so they wouldn't have covered there. Louisiana 56-14, did not cover there. Citadel 50-17. New Mexico State's going to cover. Give me whatever the hell their mascot is. What is it? The Lobos? I don't know.
The Aggies?
I don't know what it is, man. Not a clue.
Tell you what, anytime I get a number this big, my gut always tells me to take the under. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Not going to overthink this one. New Mexico State.
New Mexico State lost 58-7 last week against Washington State. Oh, they were 3-10 or 3-9 last year.
What's their mascot?
The Aggies. Good job.
Oh, nailed it.
Good job. Good job. But I will say this, they didn't lose any games by more than 55 points. I mean, 60-13 against Utah State was like their biggest loss, and that still didn't, that wasn't 55.5. All right. You're up.
All right. I am up. Northern Colorado versus Washington State, no line.
Yeah.
Northern Colorado. No, I'm just kidding. Washington State's going to win.
Yeah, and then I have this no-line game here of South Dakota against Jalen Hurts and the Oklahoma Sooners. Everybody's picking Oklahoma on that.
All right. UCF at Florida Atlantic. UCF -11. Hmm.
Yeah. That line moved down, by the way. It was higher.
What was it, probably closer to 2 touchdowns?
No, it was like 12.5. It's down to 11.
Let me check real quick.
We'll check in action here.
Florida Atlantic. Let's see.
Lane Kiffin. Devin Singletary ain't there. Kareth White ain't there. Who's their quarterback? That bum from Alabama, Blake Barnett? Is that who they have?
No, he's at
South Florida.
South Florida. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So Florida Atlantic lost to Ohio State 45-21 last week.
Yep.
Yikes. Got to start the schedule with two ranked teams. That's tough. Give me Central Florida here.
Yeah, they mean they beat Florida A&M 62-0 last week, and not that I have a whole lot of love for Florida A&M, but that's a pretty convincing win.
Yep.
And it's a road game, but not really, right? I mean, it's still an in-state close game. Give me UCF to cover this. I'm up. Oh no, I'm up first on this one,
yeah, eh? Yeah, why do you think I let you pick the first game, Joe? I told you. I looked down the list.
All right, got number 6 LSU at number 9 Texas. Everybody thinks Texas is back. LSU is a good defense. I do not love their offense. Sam Ellinger at home.
LSU minus 6.5.
I know. So they have to win and win by a touchdown, huh?
In Texas.
I don't know if that happens, man. Give me Texas.
I agree with you. Give me the Longhorns, our Longhorns.
I'm not going that far, but.
Oh, wow. Tulane at Auburn.
Bo Cox.
Auburn Bo Nicks, minus 17.5.
Yeah.
I can tell you this about Tulane. They don't have the team speed on defense that Oregon did. And that's why I think Auburn's going to run wild on these dudes. Give me Auburn at home to cover a 17.5 point spread.
Yeah, give me Auburn. Auburn at home's covering this for sure. UT Martin at Florida. No line, Florida.
Our Gators.
Yeah, for sure.
Penn State hosting Buffalo minus 30. Call me crazy. I know there's been a lot of flux in State College this offseason. Penn State covers 30-point spread.
Yeah, this UB team's different this year, right? No Tyree Jackson, no KJ Osborne, no Anthony Johnson, no Khalil Hodge. And for a team like Buffalo to have that many players leave that I think are important to them being a good team last year, give me Penn State. I really like some of their weapons on offense, and you know, they can play good defense. They have some NFL caliber talent on all three levels.
Yep. Amen to that. So Nevada is going to Oregon, who's looking to bounce back from pooping their pants against Auburn. A nationally televised game. Have to imagine that's pretty embarrassing. So they are 24.5 point favorites. And I could tell you this about Oregon. If I was a Duck, I'd come out this week all kinds of pissed off. So I think Oregon is going to cover the 24.5 point spread, and they are going to lay it on heavy on the Wolfpack.
Really? Really? Nevada. 24.5. It's in Oregon, which really helps them.
Pissed.
Yeah, but is Justin Herbert going to have it? Oregon's a much better football team. They're home. Yeah, give me the Ducks. Give me the Ducks, but I don't think that's free money.
I didn't say it was. All right, you got to pick the Western Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan State favored by 16 at home.
You got a chance to watch a little bit of Michigan State last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Meh.
It's exactly what you would imagine it would be. It's almost like you should have done something other than just keep all your coaches and assign them new position groups.
28-7 over Tulsa. What is Western Michigan?
Well, and Michigan State, I believe they got a safety in that game, and they also got a defensive touchdown in that game.
Western Michigan beat Monmouth 48-13. They were pretty bad down the stretch last year too.
Western Michigan or Michigan State?
Western Michigan. They lost 4 of their last 5. They got routed by Toledo 51-24. Lost to Ohio 59-14. Overtime loss to Ball State. They beat Northern Illinois by a touchdown, and then their bowl game against BYU, they lost 49-18.
Yikes.
And I don't know what I can extrapolate from a win against Monmouth. Give me Sparty.
I'll take Michigan State here as well, but I'm going to tell you right now, the final score is going to be like 19-0.
Right. Yeah. Like, well, then that would be fine. That would be just fine for us here.
Cal at Washington, number 14. Washington is favored by 13.5. Jacob Eason looked good last week, Joe. He looked real good last week.
Yeah.
Washington's got some weapons on offense. Yeah, I'm buying in. Give me Washington here to cover 13.5.
Really?
Yeah, they'll win by 2 touchdowns.
This game was 12-10 last year.
Yep, it doesn't matter. Jacob Eason.
12-10.
Jacob Eason versus Jake Browning. You know Washington can keep the screws on the defense. Now they're going to get a couple balls down the field because they got a guy that can throw it more than 12 yards down the field.
Oh, boy.
I'll go as far to say our Huskies this week.
I mean, you think I'm just going to go along with this?
I'm trying to help you.
Trying to help me, huh?
I'm trying to help you help yourself. Right now, we're only different on 2 games this week.
I know. Colorado, that gives me a lot of motivation.
And Wisconsin Central Michigan.
Gives me some motivation to pick Cal in this game, man. 13.5. Cal didn't lose a lot of games. Give me Cal.
Wow.
Let's go.
And what's the deal with no line on Stanford USC? Is it because
Costello?
QB's hurt.
Yeah.
Actually, both these quarterbacks are out.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So this becomes a total wild card. But here's the deal. I think Stanford has more talent. I think they're better coached. And because of those things, even though this is in the Coliseum, I will take Stanford outright to win this game.
I am picking Stanford exclusively because you pick them, and I'm not going to have a loss here to you on this matchup. Yeah, I'm not. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen, brother. So we got three different, right?
Three different. Somebody is guaranteed to have a better record this week.
That's the goal. What are they? I have Cal covering. They're going to lose the game. They're going to cover 13.5.
Against Washington. You took Colorado at home -4, and I took Nebraska -4. Yep. And then you took Wisconsin at home -35.
I don't like that. I wish I didn't do that.
And I took not too late to change your mind, brother. And I took Central Michigan +35.
I should change my mind there. That would be cowardly, though, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm going to start the sign off right now. And if you want to change it, you got to get it in before I thank everybody for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast. If you have hot takes for next week, at the Joe Marino, at Grinding the Tape, with the hashtag Takes on Takes. I know we've already got a bunch lined up. It's going to be fun. We have the NFL this weekend. Kickoff is tonight. Hope you guys tune in. Hope you guys come back and talk to us again tomorrow. I am Kyle Krabs with Joe Marino. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.